An exhibit opening today at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum shares the stories of veterans after they left the military.
The exhibit is called Traditions, Stories of Service to Country and Community, and it runs through June 6th. It highlights stories of Wisconsinites who served in the military from the Civil War to present day.
David Zien is one of the service members featured in the exhibit. Zien's a Vietnam veteran who served in the Marine Corps from 1968 to 1970. He later became a Wisconsin state senator. Zien told the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in 2006 that after leaving the military, he became a post-traumatic stress disorder counselor with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
How did I work through it? Self-disclosure, all the psychology you read and everything else, being open about it. And I got a couple of friends who are Vietnam vets. As you know, Vietnam vets can talk to Vietnam vets a lot better,
yes,
easier, as you are. I don't usually disclose as much.
Another veteran highlighted in this new exhibit is Tara Gundrum. She served in the U.S. Marines from 1998 to 2005. She told the museum it was challenging transitioning to civilian life after her years of service.
It was hard because I felt like all the time that I had spent was kind of, you know, it wasn't wasted. And I knew that it wasn't wasted, but on paper it's wasted. It means nothing without a degree. And so it's like, in some aspect, you felt like you had to start over to achieve something that you didn't realize, like, you didn't necessarily feel that you need. Like, why do I need a degree to do what I know how to do?
Greg Krieger joins us now. He's curator of exhibits at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Greg, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
As with a lot of things that happen in your museum, it runs the gamut of, you know, Civil War era, maybe sometimes even earlier, all the way up to people still with us today, maybe just a few years or a decade out of their own military service. Can you talk about why it's important that we cover that whole scope of Wisconsin's service in the military?
A lot of these veterans, you know, not only served in military service, but they came home and continued to serve their communities, you know, civically, for instance. You know, we have governors that were military veterans, senators, representatives, you know, and then people that are, you know, still just helping out in their communities on a very local scale. They're doing, you know, bicycle rides that the funds go to benefit veterans when they come home. You know, maybe the transition from military to civic life isn't that smooth for a particular veteran. So there's programs out there, events that raise funds for, you know, helping those veterans. Just runs the gamut with the way and depth that these people served.
Walk us through the exhibit when it opens and we visit in person at the Veterans Museum. What are we going to see, both how you're telling the stories about the veterans, objects in some cases, paired with those stories?
We made an attempt to display some objects that have not been seen for a long time or perhaps never been on display. This exhibit's only going to be up for 4 months, which is a very short turnaround for us. Some of these artifacts are very delicate. We have a pair of boots that Ray Stubbe of Wauwatosa wore. He was a Navy chaplain. He served at the Siege of Khe Sanh in the Vietnam War. And he saved his pair of boots that he wore were absolutely caked with Khe Sanh mud. And those boots are still caked with Khe Sanh mud today. Wow. We actually hired a conservator to kind of semi-permanently attach the mud to the boots. But as you can imagine, that's a very delicate piece. And those boots are on display. We have a vest that Lucius Fairchild wore when he got lost his arm at the Battle of Gettysburg. And a surgeon, had to cut his sleeve off to amputate his arm. Well, we have that vest on display. As you can imagine, it's over 150 years old now, a very delicate piece. There's a flag that a gentleman brought home from the Middle East, state flag, Wisconsin state flag, and he flew it every time they stopped his Bradley fighting vehicle. The flag was encrusted with, you know, Middle Eastern dust, let's say. And still is today. So that flag will be out on display, and you can clearly see the dirt, you know, adhering to this flag. Again, a very sensitive piece, but really neat. And just one look at it, you can tell, yeah, that went into battle for sure.
We're talking about a new exhibit showcasing the contributions of Wisconsin military veterans during and after their military service. Greg Krieger is with us, curator of exhibits at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Greg, let's dig into some of these stories a little bit. One, you've already touched on Colonel Lucius Fairchild, lost his arm, as you mentioned, in the U.S. Civil War. Well, his public service didn't stop then. Can you talk about what he went on to here in Wisconsin?
When he got back to Wisconsin, he was an early advocate for veterans. Again, Wisconsin was a new state at the time. And, you know, these returning veterans had a lot of needs, if you will. He himself had lost an arm, and, others had other challenges ahead of them. So he basically joined this group of veterans called the GAR, the Grand Army of the Republic, they named themselves, and they became very politically active. They, lobbied legislatures to, provide funds for these people to kind of retire, and live comfortably after their service ended. Again, very early advocate, that was something that was very new at the time, and was very effective. The GAR was very powerful in the late 19th and even into the early 20th century. Just a neat story.
Another veteran you highlight in the exhibit is Tara Gundrum, a Marine. You say her service is emblematic of many women who began serving in the Marines at the turn of the century. Can you talk a little bit about her? And she's another person. I think you mentioned bike rides to raise funds. She has done exactly that, biking to Washington, D.C. To raise money for memorial projects. Talk a little bit about her and her place in the exhibit.
Tara resides in Washington County. And she joined Rotary, so another civic organization that does great things. And yeah, she likes to participate in rides across Wisconsin, which is nicknamed RAW. She's an active member of the Marine Corps League. Again, just has a very big heart and is interested in giving back to her community, in her case, a local level and a greater state level.
Another name, this one is familiar to me as someone who's covered Wisconsin politics for a long time, David Zien. I knew him as State Senator Zien back in the day when I used to book him to come on public radio. What does your exhibit tell us about his military career and his activism in support of veterans?
So Dave got back to Wisconsin, and he's a big Harley guy, as mm-hmm. A lot of people will probably know. He rode around the country just trying to raise awareness basically about, veterans, and then, coinciding like motorcyclists, right? Helmet laws, for instance, were a big thing in the 80s and 90s in this state. So we tried to raise awareness about that. Obviously, went on to the state legislature from 1988 to 2006. He's a very nice guy. He's quite the character. Mm-hmm. You will never miss him. If he rides by, again, just a great guy, great story.
Greg, what are you hoping people take away from this temporary exhibit?
I think, the contribution that these Wisconsin citizens gave to not only their country but their state is really incredible. They sacrificed life and limb for their country, then, came home and again just continued to serve, continued to give back to their communities, and just a knowledge of that. Some of the state symbols that we think of today, like On Wisconsin, which is now our state song, that phrase was coined by Lieutenant Arthur MacArthur, who led an attack of the 24th Wisconsin with the cry "On Wisconsin" at the Battle of Missionary Ridge in the Civil War. Those are terms that we are familiar with today as kind of our state motto, things of that nature. Well, that was used in battle in the Civil War. So perhaps people could walk away with just a greater sense of history. That's one of the reasons why we call it traditions, because, yeah, we sing these songs, we salute this flag. But we try to dig a little deeper and okay, where did that flag come from? You know, why was that song written? Things of that nature.
Greg, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Greg Krieger is the curator of exhibits at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. The exhibit we've been talking about, Traditions, Stories of Service to Country and Community, opens today and it runs through June 6th. Do you have a story to share? If you're a veteran yourself, about how you embraced public service after you left the military, love to hear from you, and we can share it with the Veterans Museum too. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.